Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has soared above 400,000. It's a horrifying milestone, well above that seen in any other country, and it comes as millions wait for a life-saving shot. Will Stone has more.
With terrible speed, the pandemic has claimed the lives of another 100,000 Americans since mid-December. More than two people now die from COVID-19 every minute in the U.S. Given the current pace of vaccination, experts warn Americans cannot depend on that alone to prevent a crushing number of deaths in the coming weeks. Kristen Urquiza is with the group marked by COVID. She lost her father to the virus last year.
I can't help but feel this immense somberness because I know that vaccine isn't going to make a difference for the people that are in the hospital right now.
Absent major intervention, it's predicted the U.S. could hit 500,000 deaths by the end of February. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
U.S. officials announced today 12 National Guard members have been removed from the presidential inauguration security mission. Some of those Guard troops were pulled because of ties to right-wing extremist groups, though General Dan Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, says it was not true in all cases.
I'm not concerned as a large part of our organization. If you look at 25,000, we've had 12 identified, and some of those they're just looking into. It may be unrelated to this. But we want to make sure, out of an abundance of caution, as I stated earlier, that we do the right thing until that gets cleared up.
According to U.S. officials briefed on the matter, there was no threat to President-elect Joe Biden, who arrived in Washington today. The removals come after a warning from the FBI some members of right-wing groups might pose as National Guard troops to try to disrupt Biden's inauguration at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen is urging lawmakers to act big and support an aggressive new round of federal pandemic relief. NPR Scott Horsley reports Yellen defended the president-elect's $1.9 trillion proposal during her confirmation hearing today.
Yellen, who would be the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary, says passing a big rescue package is the smartest thing the government can do right now. She acknowledged the president-elect's plan would add to an already large federal deficit, but Yellen argues the long-term benefits would far outweigh the costs.
The most important thing, in my view, that we can do today to put us on a path of fiscal sustainability is to defeat the pandemic.
Yellen, a labor economist who served as chair of the Federal Reserve, is expected to win easy confirmation. She has the backing of all the living former Treasury secretaries, both Democrats and Republicans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks closed higher today, recovering some of last week's losses. The Dow was up 116 points. The Nasdaq rose 198 points. This is NPR. Georgia's Secretary of State has given final certification to the results of that state's runoff Senate elections, clearing the way for two Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, to be sworn in tomorrow. Their wins changing the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, just as the body is expected to begin considering whether to convict President Trump in an impeachment trial for his role in urging supporters to march on the U.S. Capitol. That protest quickly spiraled out of control with groups of Trump's loyalists breaching the Capitol building as part of a riot that led to five deaths. Microsoft is getting into the self-driving car business, investing in General Motors autonomous vehicle company Cruise. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, Microsoft joins GM, Honda, and other investors that have put a total of $2 billion into Cruise.
Lots of tech giants are all in on driverless cars. Google's corporate parent launched the company now known as Waymo, and it's been an open secret that Apple is researching autonomous vehicles. But this is a big step for Microsoft, which is now directly investing in Cruise, in addition to providing cloud computing resources to the company. And it's a major boost to Cruise. GM says its subsidiary is now valued at $30 billion. Cruise unveiled its first vehicle last year, the Origin, an electric self-driving shuttle. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
One of the outgoing Trump administration's biggest rollbacks in terms of climate has been overturned by a federal appeals panel. U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia saying the administration acted illegally under the Clean Air Act in easing federal regulation of pollution from power plants. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.